So here you see full name, title, code. You can go on, you know, wife's name, girlfriend's name, cell phone, whatever the heck you want. 255 fields. Great way to keep track of stuff, and that's a Microsoft Access database. Now, this is actually how the calls are made. You've got your unique selling advantage statements. You've got your what's in it for me statements. And this is how the procedure works, and I'll just demonstrate this for you. The first call you're going to get into an account is often a receptionist of some kind or other. When you call into an account, you generally don't get right to the chief tool engineer or whatever. So you want to preface all your questions over here. This is stuff we've been talking about all morning. Can you tell me? Would you mind verifying? Please excuse me. Would it be all right? I'm sorry to bother you. These kinds of thoughts are in your head when you're calling in. You're not saying, what's your fax number? Would it be all right if I were to verify your fax number? So here's how the call goes. First of all, it starts off with a smile. You have a nice smile on your face, and that makes a difference. You ought to have a mirror. You're looking at it, and you're smiling. Sometimes when I was making calls, and my office manager was making calls, she'd say something to me, John, you sure screwed that one up. And I'd start laughing, but I had my auto dialer dial the next account. And I'd be laughing because she's making fun of me. And I get on the phone. You're laughing. You get on the phone with somebody. It is a great way to get a call going. Because they say, what are you laughing about? You know, stuff like that. Oh, no, nothing. It's not, you know. But it's having a good smile on your face makes a huge difference in any kind of selling situation, even if you're on the phone. Sometimes you need to hit a no. When you get on the phone, you get this thing. If you're calling from Alabama, dial 1. If you're calling from Arkansas, dialing 2, you know, and you're thinking, I'm from Wyoming, I'm gonna be here a while, you know. Just hit a no. That will usually get you to a receptionist or somebody of some kind. The first words out of most people that make phone calls is something like this. My name is John Mitchell and I'm calling from Seco Tools. That is totally the wrong thing to say. Let me tell you why. Most sellers that sell stuff, that's how they do it. They call up and say, my name is John Mitchell and I'm calling you from Seco Tools. Yeah. If your name is Bill Gates and you're calling from Microsoft, it makes a difference. Other than that, it doesn't make a difference. So don't tell them your name. You start right off with the what's in it for me statement. Now, if we pick the product, and I, you know, we could go through this and we could spend a lot of time on this, so I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say that 30-minute to 10-minute setup reduction. And I know we got it somewhere. That's our what's in it for me statement. Okay. Phone rings, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Start off with a smile, get the O. How can we help you? Oh, we're introducing a product that will take setup time from 30 minutes down to 10 minutes. Can you tell me, do you have a machine shop here? That's how you start the call. Now, most people that answer the phone are not dumb because they're not going to put somebody up there in the front or whatever to answer the phone. It is a complete nutso, right? If you say, we're introducing a product that's going to cut setup time from 30 minutes down to 10 minutes, can you tell me, do you have a machine shop? If they have a machine shop, they're going to answer you, yes, we do. If they don't have a machine shop, they're going to say something like, oh, no, this is a sales office only. Well, that's great. Sales office only, they're not buying anything. So let's put that in a record, and that record is done. God bless America. That's finished. Yes, we do have a machine shop. The very next thing is where you start the stroking stuff. Thank you for your courtesy. Oh, thank you for your courtesy. Now, if I thank you for your courtesy, it's hard for you to kick me in the teeth with my next question. Because you're still trying to figure out how you can take a 30-minute setup time down to 10 minutes. That's still in your memory. Would it be okay if I asked your name? What do you want to know my name for? Oh, you just have such a melodious voice, and you're so courteous to me. I just wanted to know what your name was. I wanted no big
she
deal.
Sounds that good? Go for a phone number.
Yeah. Okay. This is the other part of Mitchell Selling Dynamics. This is later on. We're going to get into this. This is later.
After drinks tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Might even be four. Okay. Believe me, all this stuff works on the opposite sex just like it does on customers, and there's absolutely no doubt about it. Okay, thank you for your courtesy. Would it be all right if I were to ask for your name? Oh, Susan. Thank you so much for your courtesy, Susan.
I generally will go, can I get your name in a polite way? That way, I feel like that way they feel more obligated to give you their name instead of the other way, where it sounds a little, comes off a little different.
Okay. No big deal there. Okay. So we got the person's name. Now it's everything we say. It's Susan. Susan this, Susan that, and so on. The next thing is a question, but we don't get an answer. Here's why, how we do it. Oh, Susan, could I verify your address? We show you're at 1875 Green Street. Is that still good? So we asked for her permission to verify the address, but we did not wait for an answer. It takes time to wait. So we just say, oh, Susan, could we verify your address? We're showing you're at 1837. So she's thinking, oh, that's nice. He asked to verify my address. Oh, yeah, that's still our address. Get the address verified. Critical. When you're calling a record, you want to make sure you got an address, because now you can start mailing stuff to them if you want to. Susan, who's the best person for us to talk to at your factory regarding the machine shop? Bango. You keep doing it, Susan. Oh, thank you for your courtesy. Verify this kind of stuff and so on. Oh, and one final question, Susan. Can you tell me how many employees you have?